Well, in Japan today, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced he will call a snap election next month. That's a year before the next vote was scheduled. The prime minister has been in office since 2012 and has been trying to revitalize the Japanese economy and to strengthen Japan's military in the face of tensions with China and North Korea. Joining us now is Stephen Nagy, professor of politics and international studies at International Christian University in Tokyo. He's on Skype. Professor Nagy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And why is the prime minister calling this snap election now?
I think there's primarily two reasons. First of all, he's had a rough 6 months in terms of domestic politics. He's had a few scandals, as well as besides these scandals, I think that he has lost faith or some of the public have lost faith in his ability to pursue a transparent, honest agenda moving forward. So from the domestic level, he'd like to reset his political agenda. He'd like to get the support of the Japanese public to push forward his agenda of economic reform, which is under this mantra of Abenomics, to push forward in terms of constitutional change so he can deal with some of the regional security issues such as North Korea, as well as Chinese assertive behavior, both in the East and South China Sea.
And when it comes to Abenomics, by the way, is the sense that that has been working, a huge fiscal stimulus for Japan?
Well, what we've seen over the past 6 quarters is economic growth. We see full employment. We see 2 to 3 million jobs being increased during his tenure. We see the increased corporate profits, and we see increased taxes in the coffers of the government, which means that more people are spending, more people are consuming, which means that government is collecting more taxes. So from this standpoint, Abenomics has done well for, I think, the big cities like Tokyo and Osaka and Kyoto. The big problem, though, is that Abenomics isn't reaching out to the rural areas such as Tohoku, the area where the big earthquake and tsunami hit. These areas are plagued by depopulation, grain populations, and they're really a drag on the economy. And Abenomics hasn't been able to find a sweet spot to help insert some dynamicism and really create growth in the rural areas.
On the issue of North Korea, yes. That country has sent two intercontinental ballistic missiles over Japan just recently. How are people in Japan taking that news?
Of course, they're concerned. And I think they're concerned from the standpoint that what happens if there's an accident? What happens if the missile is misdirected and it hits an urban center in Japan? These are issues that the ordinary Japanese people are thinking about. But at the same time, I think they do understand that these missiles are being launched over an unpopulated area of Japan. They're being launched into the Asia-Pacific Ocean. They're part of the North Koreans' testing policy so that they can create a deterrent strategy against the United States. I think ultimately they understand that these missiles are not targeted at Japan, but they're about this deterrent strategy to ensure that the North Korean regime can survive. And with that, I think that they're kind of regularized the attacks and understand it as it's just another day in this region.
How is Prime Minister Abe's relationship with President Trump?
I think that he's enjoyed enormous success with his relationship with Mr. Trump. He seems to have taken an approach where he personally engages with Mr. Trump on only issues that are win-win. And he allows the other issues, such as economic relations, to be pushed down to a second level. And a really good example of that is economic relations between the United States and Japan. What we've seen is the Japanese look for dialogue between Vice Premier Aso and Vice President Pence, moving those more delicate, more sensitive issues to a forum where dialogue is entered in between individuals that know much more about the details about economic relations and trade relations. Again, creating a situation where Prime Minister Abe is only speaking about positive cooperation, about supporting the American agenda, about supporting the America agenda against North Korea, well, those contentious issues are encapsulated or bottled off or insulated away from President Trump in a way to find a place where the Japanese can communicate about these sensitive issues and push forward and try to negotiate more rational, non-nationalistic, non-American first strategies where, again, the issues where they see we're on the same page of the book, they can discuss that very openly and they can support that in public.
That's Stephen Nagy, who is a professor of politics and international studies at International Christian University in Tokyo. Professor Nagy, thanks for speaking with us.
It's always great to be here. Hope to talk to you again. Thank you.